team that, you know, was red hot and, you know, went against a good San Francisco team.
Dominic, how good was it to have pretty much all of your offensive weapons on the field and healthy available to you guys yesterday?
I think that was a huge part. Like I said, having all our weapons back and being able to go out there and, you know, kind of play at full strength.
Dominic, can you talk about that no matter what role you're asked to do, you just seem to come in, you seem to get done what needs to be get done without any fanfare. Can you just talk about how you adjust week in and week out to the different roles you're asked to play?
You know, I just thank God for being able to be out there and play and, you know, just have fun with the guys. And we try to prepare ourselves the best we can, you know, week in and week out, you know, for whatever role we're going to do. And, you know, in the receiver room, you know, we got a tough room. And, you know, we try to hold ourselves, you know, to a high standard.
Dominic, all season you've kind of flown under the radar as a team. I mean, training camp, everybody's talking about Tebow. After you lose to Dallas, everybody's talking about other teams. Do you think you're going to be able to continue to fly under the radar after yesterday's win?
You know, that's a good question. You know, we'll see. But, you know, for some reason, every time we do something, you know, somebody finds a way to say we could have did it better or, you know, or a reason why we did win and then not being, you know, a legitimate win. And, you know, we're fine with that. And at the end of the day, you know, we're out there to win ball games, you know, I guess not to steal headlines.
Do you get that impression today that people are saying that after yesterday's win?
No, I haven't even, to be honest with you, I haven't even, you know, turned the TV on or did any of that yet, you know, just trying to catch up on some rest yesterday. So, you know, we'll see. I haven't seen anything. You know, I haven't had a chance.
Yeah, Tom referenced that, you know, Tom always finds ways to motivate you guys. And, you know, last week it was when nobody picked us to win. Tom kind of agreed. You know, this week something is that you guys are entering the division and now you have two big division games coming up. Have you even started to think about that yet?
As far as the division games?
Yeah, like that's, you know, that there's two division games coming up this week and next. Have you started to turn your attention to that and getting a win in the division?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, this morning, you know, kind of finished watching the film from yesterday and turned the page, and then now we're focused on Washington. Yeah, you can't dwell on your success for too long, and, you know, that'll come back to bite you in the butt. So, you know, we all, I think, you know, turn the page and, you know, got a big game coming up this Sunday.
Do you expect Tom will kind of use that log of motivation, you know, that you guys haven't yet won in the division? Do you feel like he'll probably use that line of motivation with you guys this week?
Yeah, you know, we'll see. You know, he always has a way, you know, of motivating us. You know, he's a great leader, you know, that leads our team. And, you know, he's going to find something to definitely, you know, put in our ear to motivate us.
What could you have done better?
We were talking last night on the plane, you know, with the two turnovers that the defense, you know, got us. And we were right there in the red zone, you know, knocking on the door, and we settled for field goals. You know, we'd love to turn both of those into 7 points and, you know, and try to increase the lead. And, you know, thankfully, you know, the defense continued, you know, to play lights out and, you know, only held them to 3 points. But, you know, for sure we said, you know, we'd like to turn those turnovers into 7 points instead of three.
Doug, you feel like you get more opportunities, maybe cleaner opportunities, when you were the third guy on the field with Hakeem and Victor as opposed to when maybe you're filling in for Hakeem?
Cleaner opportunities as far as?
Well, as far as different coverages and things that they throw at you. But does that help?
I guess it's depending on what team you play, but, I mean, it's just, you're going to get different coverages, but, you know, a lot of it's, you know, been man-to-man and different things like that. So, I don't think there's any significant difference.
I have a hypothetical for you. If you were on your team and you got to the Giants on the schedule, what would you think of the Giants after yesterday's win?
was a hypothetical question, I guess I could pretend. This is a team that's going to come, you know, to play and, you know, play all week in and week out and be prepared, you know, and try to put their best foot forward.
Did you feel like the team made a statement yesterday?
I feel like, you know, we knew we had to play our A game, you know, against a very good San Fran team, and, you know, that's what we did. You know, yesterday we came in, you know, we played Giant football and, you know, kind of got the win.
Did you have a chance to see that one catch you made? That was pretty good, the one to keep your hand under the ball. Did you get to watch that film of that yet, or?
Yeah, I did. I watched film on that this morning.
What did you think of your effort on that play?
Just trying to catch the ball. Like I was saying before, our receiver room, you know, we try to say, you know, any ball that's thrown to us, you know, we want to catch the ball regardless of, you know, where it's at or, you know, what may have happened. And, you know, I just try to just go down and make a play.
Dominic, it seemed odd that you were Super Bowl champions and yet a lot of people did think you were flying under the radar. Are those days over once you win this kind of game?
No, like I said, I think, you know, for some reason I just got the feeling that, you know, even though we won yesterday, that, you know, something's going to be said that, you know, that happened, shouldn't have happened, or, you know, whatever the case is. But like I said, we're fine. Flying under the radar, you know, no one paying attention to us, you know, that's fine. We have no problem being the underdog.
Don, did you know you made that catch? Did you know your hand was under the ball there?
Yeah, I did. Because when I was looking the ball in and out of my hand, I actually caught it kind of funny, but I noticed my hand, you know, was underneath the ball. And so I knew that's why, you know, when they challenged it, I kind of, you know, I was surprised at it. But then again, you know, from different angles, you know, you see the, you know, kind of different results or whatnot.
So it's kind of lucky that your hand was on the nose of the ball there.
Yeah, you call it luck.
I mean, is that what you mean, like catching it funny, that your hand was on the nose of the ball, or?
Yeah, it was just, pretty much how it happened. It was just a good, you know, good situation.